www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com presents the series Healing Thursdays with Nalin K. Narula.
So, what are we leading off with this Thursday evening? Anything anybody wants to say?
Father-in-law, and so the last 4 or 5 days, like what I've experienced has been very liberating, because when my dadi sas expired, it was like I really went into trauma, because she loved me a lot and we were like best of the friends, and I saw her suffering a lot. For 3 years she was bedridden on waterbed and all. With your grace and all the healing, sir, he made it quick and he went peaceful. He was in a position to speak to everybody. 2-3 days ago, everybody met, even the friends met, and then he was on the ventilator and all, and then they said it's a cardiac arrest. And sir, the whole thing after it, sir, what I experienced was like, it really doesn't matter much of, we give too much importance to ourselves that we matter. The life goes on. People came and they were crying, and the moment, you know, this the scene was off the side. They were just joking, normal, beat sisters, daughters, everybody. So that was kind of a turnaround, and I was not that overwhelmed with the whole thing. Yes, the day doctor told me, that day I cried a lot, and then, you know, right, he was in front of my eyes. But after that, I didn't participate in the whole shedding the tears to, you know, that kind of a thing, sir. And, but we did let Tanmay go through all the ceremonies so that he, sir, should we have?
He can be aware of what happens.
What happens.
You know, people depart their bodies, and then what is the cultural process? That's good. Yeah.
So, sir, does the soul immediately leave if he is liberated?
No,
or
the soul doesn't go immediately. There have to be... the tendency for the soul is to hang around. And that is why you do the chautha and all the uthala and
yes,
the tervi and
yes,
all
sir.
Those ceremonies. To encourage the soul, and then the cremation ceremony also is to encourage the soul to move forward and not get stuck in a halfway position. Now, when a soul is been suffering with illness and disease, it is easy for them to understand. They are not so attached to the body. Where there is a sudden death or unexpected kind of, or die in your sleep, for example, without there being anything previously the matter with you as such, then it's difficult. The soul doesn't realize that it's dead. The body is dead. So it's looking around for the body, so it becomes in a kind of a lingering ghostly position. So to relieve the soul from that ghostly situation is the kriya karma done at the cremation, and then subsequently prayers are said and mantras may be chanted to help the soul along. So for healers, what you can do under all situations and circumstances, no matter what has been the process of concluding the departure of the soul from the body, is that you channel healing at least for 3 weeks, for 21 days, that the soul has moved on to his next best higher position and is free from anxiety and pain and attachment. And there is no grief energies following him or any kind of energies following him that will retard his progress forward. So that is what the thing should be. If you look at the story of the Mahabharata and the Pandavas, they ruled, they had battles, they conquered, they were subjugated, then they conquered the whole world and then became the kings. And then ultimately, and they were very close, ultimately they all had to leave separately. They didn't travel together. Everybody had to go separately to their next destination and journey. So ultimately you are alone. So whether you go to the heavenly planets or you go to the higher realms, you're traveling alone basically. The only thing that wings you forward is your good karma, your pious activities, your spiritual activities, which is a karma, and the healing energy. So the life force, the healing energy force in an empowered soul or in a soul who is liberated will push them along. So what happens is that because they have very little energy left in terms of the material aspect, by the principle of like attracts like, the spiritual energy is more, so the spiritual world pulls them. And the material energy pushes them away, because here it is like attracts and opposites repel. Material energy pushes spiritual energy away. And spiritual energy will pull the spiritual, the material will pull the material. So the material has to stay here in any case. After you depart your body, you can't take your material body even to the higher realms. You have to get an appropriate body. So Krishna says there are five elements and three other elements, the five Mahatattva, space, air, fire, water and earth. And then there is mind, intelligence and false ego. So at the time of death you live with these last three. And the subtle aspects of the other five elements which encase you. And then as you go up or down, then the elements modify accordingly. If you are in the material world. If you are going to the spiritual world, then a spiritual bodily vehicle or a vehicle comes for you, is provided for you to live in that vehicle. So you transfer to the spiritual world that way.
So all the Gita classes and being a healer helped me through this process, and it was an understanding basically for myself. And I think I will live a more detached life going forward. Yes, good. Sir.
So detached life is good. Indifference is not. So
yes, sir.
We always are at pains to point this out, that detached doesn't mean indifferent. So
what is the
What was the question?
Difference between detachment and indifference.
What do you think it might be?
You've been healing your karma with the series Healing Thursdays with Nalin Kane Arula on www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com. Please feel free to explore our website for more on how to heal and integrate body, mind, and spirit, and change your destiny patterns for the fulfillment of your life goals.